presenting the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky. Look. It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, valiant fighter for truth and justice, faster than an airplane, stronger than a locomotive, he came to Earth from interstellar space to walk the Earth disguised as Miles Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet. Sent to search for Alonzo Cragg, famous explorer who has been missing for over 3 years, Clark Kent is in the wilds of Ellesmere Land in the far north with Professor Peters and Captain Ike Walters, navigator. Hearing that Cragg has been captured by Indians, they have penetrated to the sunken temple of the Chinalacas, far down in the ice beneath the valley of the cliffs, where the witch doctor who never dies keeps watch over the mysterious treasure of the tribe. When we last saw him, Kent, as Superman, had overpowered the witch doctor, only to make the incredible discovery that the witch doctor was Alonzo Cragg himself. The explorer, evidently demented, had feigned unconsciousness and made good his escape in the twisting caverns of ice. As our story continues today, an hour has passed. Captain Walters has been sent up to the surface to bring back food and lanterns. Kent and Professor Peters have built a fire and are anxiously awaiting his return. Listen.
You notice where we have our fire built, Kent? Apparently on the altar of the temple.
What about it?
Well, there seems to have been fire here before. That accounts for the wood.
I wonder what they do down here.
Oh, native rituals, dances, something of that sort, I imagine. Possibly in connection with the treasure.
I wonder if Ray Martin was right. If there really is any treasure.
Find Alonzo Cragg, Kent. Find out how he was turned from a man in the prime of life into the witch doctor of the Chinalacas. If you can find that out, discovery of the secret of the treasure will be very easy.
I never should have let Cragg escape.
You are quite sure the witch doctor was Cragg?
Positive, Professor.
It's amazing. Simply amazing.
How do you explain it? What's the answer?
It's hard to say, Kent. I don't believe in magic.
No, nor I. Yeah,
but there's something here we don't understand. Either Cragg has lost his mind or he's under the influence of some terrific force or drug.
Well, if that's true, what chance have we even if we do find him?
Kent, I don't know. It all looks hopeless.
Kent. Kent, what's that? That grinding.
Wait a moment, don't move.
Professor, behind you. Back at the altar.
Good heavens, what is it?
In the light of the fire, look. Professor, a whole section of the ice is swinging to one side. It's a door. It's an opening door.
Kent, look. That was no accident. Look into the opening.
There's a passageway.
I think we'll find, Kent, that passageway leads into the treasure chambers of the Chinalacas.
Yes, but how? What made it open? I don't understand.
The heat of the fire, Kent. It's part of the ritual. When they lit their fire on the altar, just as we lit ours, the heat started the mechanism that opens the ice door.
Professor, got your light?
Yes, but it's going dim, but still and on, it may do.
Well, come on. We're going through that opening. Follow me.
Right. Yes. What do you see? Where does it lead? Leads into a room. Look, Kent. This is it. Look at those carvings on the wall. Cut from the living ice. And there in the corner. There's another altar. And there's something on it. It's a chest, an old wooden chest. 17th century. Maybe older. Spanish or Portuguese. Professor? I'm going to break it open.
Oh,
if Walters would only come back. This flashlight is getting weaker and weaker.
I can't wait for Walters.
Come on, lend a hand, Mr. Professor. Oh, Kent, you can't possibly do it.
I think I can. Anyway, I can try.
Think of the wood spot. All right? Here it goes.
Kent, my dear fellow, how in the world is
this open? All right, Professor, throw back the lid.
Great heavens! Look!
There is a treasure. Oh, and what a treasure. Oh, diamonds, Kent. Hundreds of huge diamonds and emeralds. Look at that green fire, Kent. Look, look, look.
Look, there's more on the gate. Red and blue. There must be rubies. And there's gold. Look at all that stuff.
Oh, Kent, it's unbelievable. Incredible. It simply can't be true. And yet it is. What? All the money in the world wouldn't buy one quarter of what's been locked away in that chest for who knows how many years. And it's ours, Kent. Just think of it. It's all ours.
I can't believe it, Kent. We really must be dreaming.
What's the matter, Professor? What's the matter? You get it out. You get it out. That's what we've got to do, Kent. Quick.
Does it? Where's that witch doctor now? Oh, throwing knives at me, are you? Well, that's just too bad, my friend, because it shows me where you are. And this time you won't get away. There he goes. Down that gallery. Faster, faster. Now then, I don't want to hurt him. Craig gone mad. Down we go. Down. Craig. Alonzo Craig. Stop that, you fool. You can't get away. And don't throw that knife either. I said stop. Doesn't know what he's doing. Craig. Captain Craig. Oh. Strong. Strong as that man I ever saw. What have they done to him? I've got to do something. I have to stun him. I hate to do it, but... Stop. That does it. He's out cold this time. Now, back to Peters. Here we go, Craig. Back up the gallery. Up. Up. Faster. Now, there's the glow of the fire. Just around that corner. I have to come down here. Peters has come too. I can't let him see me. Down. Down.
Oh, Kent. Kent, where are you? What's happened?
Coming, Professor. This way. Bring your light, will you?
Oh, Kent. Kent, what happened to me? Everything went black. I must have collapsed.
Professor, your flashlight, where is it?
I don't know. I've lost it, Kent. I don't understand it.
Neither do I, Professor. There was something in the air of that room. But look what I have here.
What are you carrying? Come near the fire. Good heavens.
See, Professor? This is the witch doctor. Did you ever know Captain Craig?
Well, Kent, I can't believe it. It's not possible.
Look at him. I caught him and knocked him out. I had to do it, Professor. He's a madman, a regular fiend.
Oh, heaven help him. Kent, you are right. It is Alonzo Craig.
Give me a belt, quick.
What are you going to do?
Tie him up, of course. Can't have him running off again. Quick, he's beginning to move around.
Oh, Kent, the poor fellow. What can we do?
Get him out of here. And back to civilization, where he can get medical treatment.
Oh, what's keeping Walter so long?
He ought to be back any minute now. Meanwhile, we've got a madman and millions of dollars in gold and gems on our hands. That's it, Professor.
Yes.
Tie the belt around his feet. Good night. If we ever get out of this, he'll thank us for it.
I see. But Kent... what about his hands?
My own belt taking care of that.
Uh-huh.
There. All right. Now then, come back into that treasure chamber. Oh, you needn't worry. Whatever it was that knocked you out is cleared off by now.
Well, if you say so, Kent. Why, that tremendous gate, it's completely shattered.
Yes, isn't it? Must have fallen. Well, in we go.
Well, what are you going to do?
Professor, I'm going to get that treasure chest out of there just as fast as I can. Come on, give me a hand.
Oh, but Kent, you can't move it. It's not possible.
Oh, yes, we can. It's on a sled, don't you see?
Right.
Come on. It's moving already. Slide it right along the ice. Careful now.
Uh-huh.
All right. You're getting pulled, and I'll push him in back.
Right.
Ready?
Right. It's moving, isn't it? Right. Really, it slides quite easily.
Close it, bud. Oh, all right, that'll do. Hold it. Stop it right here by the water.
Now what? You know, I'm getting that worried about Walter.
So am I. He's been gone over an hour. I don't like the look of things at all. Well, all right.
Now then. Well, what are you doing now?
Putting the witch doctor, Craig, whichever you want to call him, right across the sled on top of the treasure chest.
Now, Professor,
you and I are going to drag this whole business out of here.
No, Kent, we can't make it.
Oh, yes, we can. Anyway, we've got to try.
Can't wait any longer for Walters. We may meet him on the way up.
Oh, but Kent, we don't know the way out.
We don't even know which way Walters went. Wait a moment. Listen, Kent. What's that? The Indians. They're coming. They're coming down into the temple. Professor, quick. Lend a hand here. Grab hold of the sled.
Kent, if they catch us in here...
Oh, stop for that, Professor. We've got to get out. We've got to get Craig out, too. Pull, will you? Pull.
Kent, we can't do it.
No, not that way.
That's where they're coming from.
The gallery, quick. Hey, who's that coming? It's Walters. Hurry, Professor!
Walters! Hurry! Walters! Trapped in the depths of the sunken temple of the Cunalakas, caught with the sacred treasure and the unconscious form of the witch doctor, who is Captain Craig, bound hand and foot on the sled. What can be done? How can Superman and his companions escape to the surface of the ground? And even if they do, what then? Tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.